Good morning. A ribbon of energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere riding from the thumb of Michigan through the western and central part of New York and down toward New York City, producing a lot of clouds and showers this morning in those locations. Meanwhile, despite plenty of clouds associated with the same system through the I-90 corridor and into the southern parts of the Adirondacks and into Vermont, it is dry. And up into the Champlain Valley and close to the Canadian border, a clear start to the day and cool temperatures, mainly in the 30s to around 40. Elsewhere, readings are in the 40s to around 50, where we had the clouds and especially the showers. As this ribbon of energy pushes off the eastern seaboard south of Long Island, it will generally dry out today. The areas with the most sunshine will be closer to the Canadian border and through parts of the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. A mixture of sunshine and clouds as we get into the I-90 corridor, and skies will remain mostly cloudy even as it dries out in the Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern parts of New England. Temperatures today will be highly dependent on the amount of sun we see, and on average will be in the upper 60s to around 70. A warm front from the Ohio Valley will slowly make an approach tonight. More energy and moisture in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will produce a few scattered showers with the approach of that front. And temperatures will drop back into the lower 50s. The front will still be off to our south tomorrow, and with plenty of clouds around, temperatures will struggle to get out of the lower and middle 60s. With even a couple of hours of sunshine, some places may reach the middle and upper 60s for afternoon highs, although as the front draws closer, scattered showers and even a couple of thunderstorms will become more likely. The front will be over top of us on Friday night and push through the region early Saturday morning. Still, though, with plenty of energy still to move through the region during the day Saturday, it will remain unsettled with mostly cloudy skies and a good chance of showers and perhaps some thunderstorms from time to time through Saturday afternoon. Temperatures will reach the lower 70s. Finally, this system will clear out on Saturday night, leaving us dry for Mother's Day on Sunday. We'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds and comfortably warm temperatures in the middle 70s. High pressure will dominate the weather for the second half of the weekend and into early next week. In fact, on Monday and Tuesday of next week, a nice warm southerly wind flow will push us up into the upper 70s to near 80, with increasing chances for a few showers and thunderstorms starting on Tuesday and lasting into the middle of the week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms across the southern parts of Minnesota and western Iowa, and also a slight risk of severe storms surrounding the moderate risk area from the upper Mississippi Valley down to central Texas. Temperatures should warm into the lower 80s, and convection will initiate late this afternoon in Iowa and Minnesota. With lower 60s dew points forecast to spread into Minnesota, ample buoyancy will exist for robust supercell development. In fact, strong instability is expected across northwestern Iowa, where mid-level shear is forecast to be near 60 knots. Supercells should evolve across this region, then track northeastward toward a corridor of even stronger low-level shear across southern Minnesota. Very large hail is expected with any supercells that form, and there is some concern that tornadoes may also develop within this region of stronger low-level shear, especially near an approaching warm front. Farther south, isolated supercells could evolve across western Texas and Oklahoma as temperatures warm into the mid-80s, and a cold front will produce additional severe storms overnight in Kansas. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 30 degrees with a northwest wind at 26 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy and 19 above zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 45 degrees, the dew point 36, 71% relative humidity. Calm wind and the barometer at 30.16 inches and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 at Dryden, Texas, to a low of 20 at Saranac Lake, New York, and at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City rain in the lower 60s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of a shower and highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 66 degrees, the low 34. The average temperature, 50, that's 6 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 0.23 of an inch for the month and 11.18 inches for the year. The average high temperature at Albany today, 67 degrees, the average low 45. The record high 91 set in 1936 and the record low 26 in 1968. Sunrise this morning was at 5:41 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:03 p.m. 14 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower to mid-60s near the Canadian border, closer to 70 near Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight, lows in the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, and also the southern Catskills, Deconics, southern Berkshires, and the Litchfield Hills. Showers this morning, then mostly cloudy for the remainder of the day with highs in the middle 60s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight and lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy to start the day, then some sunshine mixing in during the afternoon with highs in the mid-60s, though in the lower 70s in the northern sections of the area. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy this morning with more sunshine later today and highs near 70. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers tonight in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few showers, maybe a thunderstorm in the middle 60s. Mostly cloudy with showers and a thunderstorm Saturday, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds warm on Sunday, mid-70s. Partly sunny Monday in the upper 70s. And a few showers and thunderstorms possible Tuesday and Wednesday, with highs near 80 on Tuesday and back into the 70s Wednesday. For WAMC, I am News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.